Even diplomats are sometimes not diplomatic. U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton today called North Korea a hellish nightmare and its leader a tyrannical dictator. Mr. Bolton was in Seoul, South Korea, calling on North Korea to take part in multilateral talks about nuclear proliferation. Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate. He has a good piece about North Korea, and I asked him to explain it.
Here are guys who are manufacturing plutonium, saying that they're building nuclear weapons. The evidence is that they are. And you know, these are guys who provably will sell anything to anybody for hard currency, because it's the only thing they've got.
Given all that, why is it that the Bush administration doesn't seem more upset about the North Koreans?
Well, I think they are upset. The problem is there is no good military solution to this problem. There is a good diplomatic solution, but they don't want to do it.
What would it be? What would they have to do?
Well, the North Koreans have said that they want a non-aggression pact and they want economic assistance. I don't really see what's wrong with that. A group of congressmen went to North Korea a few weeks ago and laid out a 10-point plan to put this trade-off into effect simultaneously. The North Koreans' diplomats said this was a good idea, so I think we should pursue it.
You know, Clinton did strike a deal with the North Koreans. The part of the deal was they're going to stop developing nukes, and obviously they violated that and didn't feel that they had to stick with the deal at all.
Well, that's what they said. But here's what happened there. In 1994, this agreement was struck. It was called an agreed framework. But at some point, we stopped delivering. And then at some point, they started rejuvenating their nuclear program. But, you know, let's think of it this way. Now, Kim Jong-il is probably one of the baddest leaders on the world scene. But let's say that he was the most rational leader that you can imagine. And let's take a look at what he sees. He sees George W. Bush saying publicly about Kim Jong-il, "I loathe that man," then saying in the State of the Union that North Korea, Iraq, and Iran comprise the axis of evil. Then he invades Iraq. Then Donald Rumsfeld says on the record that he would prefer regime change in North Korea. So in other words, there are lots of rational reasons for them to develop a nuclear weapon. And what the United States should be doing at this point is making sure that they understand that there isn't really a reason for this and offering incentives. You know, Bush says, well, this is blackmail. You know, you can call a lot of things that are done in diplomacy blackmail.
Briefly, Fred, I've read analysis pieces that say the North Koreans already have one or two nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. Do they have them?
They might have produced enough plutonium back before the Clinton agreement to produce one or two nuclear weapons. Whether they actually built the bomb, it's unclear. This is why it's a very good idea to stop them from getting any farther in this process, because once they start churning out plutonium, there's no way of knowing what they're doing with it, which is why, to me, the Bush administration's really abject refusal to get involved with this diplomatically, I think it's really tantamount to reckless endangerment.
Is it fair to use a term like reckless endangerment? I mean, after all, it's Kim Jong-il who's building these nukes, right?
That's true. I think, you can say both sides are guilty of reckless endangerment.
I'm not sure that that's an improvement for anybody in the world.
No, this is a grim situation. This is the grimmest diplomatic situation on the planet. It is not pleasant to deal with these people, but there is a diplomatic solution on the table.
Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate.com. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.